This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and because it's Saturday, Sarah's here with me. Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
So this is kind of like a first for us, because we're recording for the first time in the new office.
I know.
Even though it's not done.
No. It's not. But it's coming along.
It is. It is. We're looking at a couple of sawhorses with our desks on them. The bookcase isn't in yet.
Yeah. There's a cabinet without a top on it.
I know. That was supposed to go back to Home Depot, but I think it's just going to go in the house someplace. Because it seems like more work to get it back to Home Depot. Yeah, and maybe because Rumi ate the box.
Whoops. Starving to death.
Well, there are probably 20 boxes in here. And Rumi's for sure eaten half of them.
At least.
Yeah. Yep. He likes to eat things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're in here. It's beautiful. It's raining. But we're getting closer.
Yeah, we're definitely a lot closer than we were.
All right, so we love answering your questions and hearing trucks drive by really loud. Was that loud?
It was really loud.
Yeah, it was so loud. Hopefully it wasn't as loud for you guys as it was for us. One of the cool things we're doing with these Saturday shows, in addition to answering your questions, which we love getting, so keep them coming, we're doing giveaways every single Saturday.
I love this.
I know. Well, it started because we did a bunch of giveaways for the 600th episode, which we're already 15 episodes beyond, which blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just fun. We like to give things away. So today we are giving away something that we've both kind of been like excited about and raving about, which is our little energy hack, our little energy sticks that we've been enjoying. You're shaking your head.
Just because I love them.
I know.
It's not even just like a pretend thing. I love them.
Well, I hope you wouldn't ever pretend.
No, I wouldn't. But maybe people don't know how excited I am about them. I know. So excited.
Honestly, but you know what I remember? I feel like the first time you had one, you didn't really like it. Am I making that up?
It's not true. Maybe it came off that way.
The flavor was like not what you expected or something.
Yeah, but not in a bad way.
Yeah.
And now I love them. I love the flavor too.
I do too. And I really look forward to it. I've said this before, but I used to almost every day drive to Starbucks in the afternoon instead of making another pot of coffee. And so I would drink my coffee in the morning, and then in the afternoon when I would go to the post office, I would go to Starbucks. I have not done that one time since I started drinking these. So I'm pumped about the fact that I'm drinking less caffeine, but I also like that there is no crash. Like, it's not a unstable energy. In fact, honestly, I think that energy is maybe even the wrong word for them. To me, what it is focus.
I agree with that.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. It's just, yeah, I know. I totally agree with that.
Because I don't get like, woo, ready to go. You know what I mean? Like charged up.
Yeah.
But I'm more like honed in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what we're giving away today, but not until the end of the show. Because, I mean, that's the deal, right? If you want to get something for free, play to win and listen.
Be patient, everybody.
That's right. So at the end of the show, we will announce today's winner, and you can win too. There are three ways to win, and the more ways you enter, the more chances you have to win. So the three ways to win one of our little giveaways weekly, the prizes vary, but you can leave a review of this podcast in Apple Podcasts / iTunes. iTunes is going away, for those of you that didn't know, but Apple Podcasts still exists, so it won't really feel different. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
So iTunes is like the old app store where you would download music and whatever. And then they added Apple Podcasts, which is the native podcast app on the iPhone. Well, they're phasing out iTunes altogether. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts on your iPhone or whatever, it doesn't affect you at all. You'll be fine. Anyway, so you can leave a review of the podcast. You can leave a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon if you haven't gotten it yet. What are you waiting for? You can leave a review on Amazon of Chasing Cupcakes, and or you can share something that you've learned or an episode that you've loved of the podcast on Facebook or Instagram. Just make sure you tag me so that I see it, because if you don't, I won't see it. That is the scoop. Before we get into your questions, we've got some good ones this week. I wanted to give you guys a heads up that registration is opening in about a week for the summer 12 weeks to transformation, which doesn't it seem like we were just sending out identity journals like yesterday?
It really does.
And we are about to open up the summer.
I know.
And we just got the second edition of the identity journal.
Which is so cool.
Oh, so what we did, first of all, we were both using it, right?
Yes.
And all of our clients were as well. And we asked them, how can we make this better? What do you wish that it had, or what do you not use? And we sat down together and went through all the changes and we created the second edition. And there's like some really great new stuff in there that I'm very excited about.
It looks awesome.
It does. So that is something that comes your way when you register for the summer 12 weeks to transformation. But even if you're like, I don't know. I don't know if it's for me. I don't know if summer is the right time. Here's what I want to tell you. Every single week for the last 5 weeks, I've been doing these free coaching videos for everybody on the wait list. And the purpose of that is so that I get to know you and what you need. But as importantly, I want you to get to know me and my style, because that's going to tell you if it is valuable to you, if it is a good fit for you or not. Just the other day when I sent out the most recent coaching video, I was talking about what helps people create change. And I shared that the reason this came up is because I'm giving a keynote presentation in August, which I just got my outfit in the mail for and I haven't tried it on yet. So like, remind me, because I need to do that.
I want to see too.
And it might be the first time that I bought something that's so nice it came with its own garment bag.
Oh, wow.
Like not like a plastic one, like a real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like older.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Adulting. So this keynote speech that I'm giving for an organization that hired me is all about how to be a transformational leader, how to help people create change in their lives. And I started thinking about my philosophy on that, of course, as I've been brainstorming themes and ideas for this talk. And I realized that the majority of coaches out there are just giving you another strategy, like another play for your playbook. Do this, don't do that. Do it this way. And we all pursue these kinds of paths in our lives, like I'm going to do keto, or I'm going to do a 21-day detox, or I'm going to use this app to manage my finances. When in reality, there are infinite numbers of ways that work, but we don't fail because we haven't picked the right way. We struggle because we haven't removed the things that are in the way for us, right? So what I focus on when I'm coaching clients in the 12 weeks to transformation is what is in the way and what are you going to do about it? Removing those barriers that are unique to the individual. And there's a lot of them that people share in common. I would say there's definitely like a top three, top four that most people struggle with. But the challenge is seeing them, which is why coaches are so valuable. In fact, two of my friends that are in the Primal Potential Masters Club, they run a business and they messaged me the other day and they were like, hey, do you think we should have a business coach? Like, what has been your experience with coaches? Do you think it's worthwhile for us? And I said, and I still feel this way, everybody should have a coach, period. And if anybody's listening, like, I can't afford it, there are a million ways in 2019 to partnership, to barter, to make more money, right? So it is an option. And I really believe whether you're a business owner or you want to lose weight or you want to get out of debt, we do better when we have coaches. If for no other reason, they see things we don't see. And that is what I focus on with my clients, is opening their eyes to something that they haven't seen before that is a barrier in the way. So all of that to say, if you are on the fence, maybe you've read a little bit about the 12 weeks to transformation, but you're not sold, make sure you're on the wait list, because every week when I send out those coaching videos, I send out all the past ones too. So I'll say, you know, here's your new coaching video for this week, but here's video 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just check it out, right? I see the numbers on how many people hit that page, primalpotential.com/transform. That's the waitlist page, to get on the waitlist and to learn more, all the details, how it works, all of that. And I compare that with how many people are on the waitlist. And so I know there are a lot of people going to that page and not necessarily getting on the waitlist. And I'm like, dude, just see if it's a good fit for you or not. You know, primalpotential.com/transform registration opens up for the summer next week, which means we're going to start shipping out identity journals like in the next couple weeks.
Can't believe we're back at it.
I know. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. We have some questions.
Yes, we do.
Let's hit the first one.
Okay. First one is, how do I master the balance between what I ultimately want, which is to be fit, and what I want right now, which is just to chill about the constant weight battle and enjoy.
I don't think these things are at odds, right? To me, this isn't a matter of either I do the things that take me to where I want to go, in this case, getting fit, or I chill out about it. I think we can pursue our goals with a happy, relaxed, calm attitude. This is where perspective comes into play. You can have a goal and be neurotic and maniacal about it. And I know this mostly because I've been there. Because, oh gosh, when I look back on maybe a year into, like a year after I started with the Chick-fil-A change, you know, like just order one meal at Chick-fil-A for breakfast instead of two. About a year into it, I was super rigid and uptight and neurotic and stressed out about it. But there was another option available to me. We can take great care of ourselves, make progress, and enjoy the journey. And in fact, what I tell my clients all the time is, if you are not enjoying this process, you're doing it wrong. Your perspective is out of whack. So I would challenge you to ask a different question. And that question is, what needs to change so that I can pursue my goals and be relaxed in the process? Much of that comes from the perspective, right? When we look at food, since this example is about getting fit, right? We can have all of this judgment and all of this tension and tons of drama. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do if I go out to eat? What am I going to have? Oh, you know, like last night I went out with my boyfriend. We went to Fisherman's View. I love it there.
I do too.
I really love it there. I think I first went there with you.
I think so.
Yeah. So we got halibut ceviche. So freaking good. But a few years ago, if that dish had come out, I would have been like, oh, it has grapes in it. Oh my gosh, I thought it was just, you know, fish and vegetables. It has grapes in it. Now I have to pick out the grapes. Like, first of all, I can pick out the grapes and that's fine and I don't have to be all dramatic about it. Or I can eat the grapes and that's also fine and I cannot be dramatic about that as well. Or when we were in Bermuda last week, there was one picture that I posted. We had gone into some city, I don't know, we went out to lunch and I ordered fish tacos and I thought they would be like a lot like the ones at the resort, which were just like a grilled marinated fish. Well, these ones were lightly fried. A few years ago, I would have been like, oh, send it back. I can't do it. But now I'm like, okay, well, either I can eat it or I cannot eat it or I can have some or I can send it back. Like, it's just not a big deal. So to me, being chill and having there not be a battle is not about the actions you take, but it is about the drama or lack of drama that you allow in that perspective. We can even eagerly and enthusiastically pursue our goals without stress, without tension, or we can do it with stress and tension. That comes from how you choose to see it.
So speaking of foods that you avoid, are there any foods that you absolutely never allow yourself to eat?
No. I mean, this idea of like allow, I'm not a taskmaster in my own life, right? My goal is to feel great. So there are some foods that don't make me feel great. And then there are some foods that I just really think are not good for me. So my personal history, and that is what comes, this comment comes from, I was estrogen dominant and had polycystic ovarian syndrome. And now I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So like soy is just stupid. But does that mean I don't allow myself to have it? No. If somebody brought out or no, let's say I go out for sushi with my boyfriend and he like puts a piece of sushi in soy sauce and says, try this. Am I going to be like, no, you use soy sauce? No, probably not. I'm just going to try it. But am I going to like go to the grocery store and buy soy products or order something off the menu that has soy in it? No. If you're like, what? Wait, I thought soy was healthy. I've done an episode about soy called Soy Story. I'll link to that in the show notes, which you can find at primalpotential.com/615. But the answer to the question is no. There's nothing that I'm like, I'm not allowed to have that. If I want it, I'm going to eat it. My objective is to eat it in a way that makes me feel really great. Do I ever make choices that make me not feel really great? Yeah, and I will for the rest of my life, and it's not a big deal.
I love that.
I mean, you know, like there used to be so much drama. The drama's optional. And honest to God, if I'm going to create drama about something in my life, it's not going to be food.
And it's one day or right. one meal or one snack. I mean,
that's not what makes or breaks your health, your progress. Right. You know what is more damaging than the choice to have the cupcake or the Doritos or the whatever it is the craziness that you allow about it. Mm. That's what's really destructive.
So true. What do you think about a program like 21 Day Fix from Beachbody, where you eat specific portions and containers of proteins, carbs, fats each day to help you teach what a proper portion is?
So I have not ever done Beachbody or 21 Day Fix, but I've seen a bajillion images on social media about it. Have you ever seen the pictures where they have their color-coded containers?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So for anybody who hasn't seen that, basically you pay for this program and they send you these little food containers and they're color-coded in different sizes. So I don't know what they are, but let's say the red container is for vegetables, so it's the biggest, and the blue container is for protein and it's a little smaller, and the green container is for fat and it's like the size of your fingertip. Or whatever it is. What do I think about that? Well, A, I haven't done it. B, I would never do it. And I'll tell you why. Portion is not dependent on the food that you eat, right? So when we talk about something like, I'm looking at peanut butter right now. When you talk about something like peanut butter, we can't say the serving size for peanut butter is about the size of the tip of your thumb. Because what that overlooks is what else you're eating in the picture of the day and what your body responds best to. So for me, I do my best, feel my best, have the most energy when I eat the majority of my meals as vegetables, some fat, some protein, very little starch or sugar, okay? Now, if it were true that I do best eating more protein and having my meals be protein dominant, moderate veggies, less fat, starch, sugar, well then what is true serving for me varies. The other piece of this is I'm not somebody that usually eats breakfast, right? So on days where I don't eat until noontime, I'm having two meals a day, portions are going to look very, very different for somebody who eats two meals a day versus for somebody who snacks continuously and has three meals. You know, anytime, look, clearly they're trying to sell something and there's nothing wrong with that. I sell things, bring it. I mean, we all like, that's what makes the world go around. You have a service to offer, somebody wants it. The other piece of this is to assume that your body needs the same amount of fuel every single day is just ludicrous. Sarah, have you ever had a day where you're like not really hungry, you don't have much of an appetite? You're not sick. You're just like, I just nothing today.
They're few and far between, but yes.
Yeah. And then do you have days where you're like ravenous and you could eat everything that's not nailed down?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that that's fine. There are days where I eat very little. Like Sarah, I love food, so they're not happening on the reg. But there are definitely days where I'm like, you know, nothing really sounds good today, or I've been really busy and I haven't had much of an appetite. And there are other days where I know my body needs more fuel. Maybe it's because I'm about to start my period. Maybe it's because I've been under a lot of stress. Maybe it's because I'm recovering from a really tough workout or I'm fighting a bug. Can we please not act like we should be eating the exact same way in the exact same amounts every single day? And also, the whole Beachbody thing is like, you're going to eat at these intervals and you're going to have these snacks and this, that, and the other thing. Well, not everybody does well with that. What I have found to be true for me at this point, and certainly for the last few years, is I actually feel better and do better when I eat less frequently versus more frequently. Now, my mom is totally different. She eats very, very little at any one sitting, but she eats all the time. You know, like she's eating every couple of hours. For me, I don't like that. It's not conducive to my lifestyle. I don't like thinking about food that much. I don't like prepping food that often. And anytime somebody wants you to be more reliant on a color-coded specific size container more than learning your own body, I've got a problem with that. But the thing is, if you love it and it works for you, cool. Would I do it or recommend it? No, I wouldn't for those reasons.
All right. I have such a terrible sweet tooth at night and have been trying so hard to break it. When I was pregnant, this struggle completely disappeared. I never craved sweets, actually. But the moment he was born, it came right back. I want to eat healthier and enjoy what I'm eating while also getting rid of that persistent sweet tooth.
So here's the deal. And a lot of people ask me this about like artificial sweeteners and chewing gum. The reason that I don't personally use artificial sweeteners or chew gum is because we train our palates through what we introduce to it. So the more sweet that we introduce to our palate, the more that we crave it. The less sweet things, the fewer sweet things we introduce to our palate, the less we crave it. When you want to reduce cravings, I find that the most helpful place to start is understanding that the craving has no power. Too many people are convincing themselves that the craving is more powerful than they are. They believe in the craving. They give it so much power. And that's just a story. And it's like kind of a crazy one, because at no point can the craving get up, get into the kitchen, open the fridge, take out whatever it is and put it in your mouth. We can't. It's kind of, I think I've given this example very, we might have done this on a Q&A, like the urge to swat my boyfriend, like, just like punch him in the face. I've never done it.
I'm glad.
I've never hit him, right? But certainly there are times when I'm like, I just want to smack you, you know? Or the puppy, right? I don't kick the puppy across the room. It's never happened. Have I ever wanted to? Absolutely. And the same thing is true with food and things like that. Like the things that you want to say to somebody that just pissed you off that you never say, because you have more control. But if you believed, I have no control, like as soon as I think this, I just have to say it. Then you basically have given yourself permission to do that thing and you've let yourself off the hook. And this is what people are doing with the idea of cravings. If I said, as soon as you upset me, like I just something happens and the rage just comes out. Those are the people who hit people because they've let themselves off the hook and they've convinced themselves that the urge is more powerful than they are. And don't anybody like, please. Last thing I need in my inbox is like, you want to punch your boyfriend in the face? Not like, yeah. You know what I'm saying, right?
I do, yes.
Earlier I said something like, do you ever think you have a mental illness because you say the thing wrong like so many times that you start to think something's wrong with your brain? And you were like, no.
Never had that.
So as I talk about, you know, my puppy makes me crazy. But I don't act on the desire to lock him outside in the rain all day, you know? This comes down to perspective. If you have cravings, the first thing you need to do is ditch the drama. It's a desire for something. We have desires for things all the time that we don't act on. So change your perspective on cravings and be really mindful that when you respond to a craving by giving into it, you've trained your palate. Just like if every time I say cookie to Rumi, I give him a cookie, like he's going to respond to that. That is training. And we do that with ourselves all the time as it relates to cravings. So eat fewer sweet things. And that becomes way more possible when you are way less dramatic about cravings in general.
I feel like we get this topic a lot with motivation. So This person says, I would say I have two main struggles. The first one is definitely motivation. I will be getting ready in the morning and I look at myself and hate what I see. I make a plan of action and get my husband in on it because I want to change. I want to be proud of myself and for my husband and son to look at me and think, wow. But then by the very next day, I always think to myself that I am already like this and already unhappy, so what's the point? I listened to one of your early podcasts where it explains what your excuses for yourself are. You can be positive or negative, but your excuses are your own and you need to start talking to yourself. I've been trying to do this when I feel the motivation disappearing, even though I really do still have the motivation there.
Let's start with what's the point? Because if you say what's the point as a permissive story, then of course you're going to give up on yourself and you're going to give up on whatever commitment you've made. Here's some of the rule that I have for myself and the standard to which I hold my clients. If you're going to ask a question, freaking answer it. So in this case, what is the point of changing your body? What is the point of losing weight? What is the point of eating well? Tell me, tell yourself. This is the essence of thinking in incomplete thoughts versus thinking in complete Thoughts. If you say, what's the point? Because that is the card you play when you want to stop trying. That is a shining example of why it's not about the path you take, right? This is how we started the show, how I was talking about my coaching approach inside the 12 weeks to transformation. It's not about what you pledge to do or the plan you pledge to follow. It is about identifying and removing what's in the way. So if this story you tell yourself of what's the point, I'm already this way, is what's in the way, that is where you have work to do. What else is true about that? Like if I were putting myself in this person's shoes and I was saying, you know, I look at myself and I'm already unhappy. I'm already overweight. What's the point? Well, I don't have to stay this way. Do I want to remain this way or do I want to change? And if I want to change, then that's the point. If I want to be a great example for my child, that's the point. If I want to feel really great about myself, that's the point. I create my results, that's the point. If I don't like something, I have the power to change it. That's the point. This is really also a really powerful nod to the identity journal, right? I've got the new edition right here, right now. And we designed it specifically to help with those patterns of thoughts that don't reflect what you really, really want. Winning this day and showing up as the best version of me today looks like what? It certainly doesn't look like staring at the mirror and saying, what's the point? I'm already like this, so let me give up. We have questions at the beginning and end of every single week. Like, what do I want more of? What do I want less of? And what am I going to do about it? How do I want to feel about myself and my choices? Becoming a better thinker eliminates this barrier because the story of like, well, I already look this way, so what's the point? That screams of an opportunity to be a better thinker. So the last thing in the world you need to do is like, pledge to join a new gym, hire a personal trainer, get a new cookbook. None of that is the issue. The issue is the story you tell yourself.
Last question here.
Before the giveaway.
Yeah. How do you learn to be content with what you have?
Can I turn this on you?
Yes.
How do you learn to be content? Because I think we all want more in some aspect, right? Like we want more from our relationship, or we want more money, or we want more time, or we want more health, more fitness, more fat loss. I don't think there's many people who are like, check, check, I'm good, done, leave it as it is.
When I first read this question, my head went back to the identity journal, and in there's a section about gratitude. Mm-hmm. And that at least gets me to reflect on being content of things I already have, or that are currently happening. Or,
and moments of joy is in there too.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I had one yesterday, which I will share with you. Yes. I'll share with you after, but had one. I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody, but it's kind of a personal thing.
I'm writing it down because okay. I'm going to ask you after.
And I had one of those moments where you really sit with yourself and think like, that's it. I mean, that is exactly what I want and what I'm striving for. Oh, totally.
That's how do you learn to be content with what you have? Perspective. 100% perspective. One of my mantras is I create my results, you know? So there's always something I want to be different. Like I am in the middle. I'm not even in the middle of this renovation. I'm really at the beginning, aren't I? I haven't made it to the start line yet. I'm in this renovation and I want very much for it to be different in every way, even health-wise, financially, my relationship, my time management. There's so much I want to be different. And number one, I can make it so. And that gives me a lot of peace, like get busy. I was on a call with a couple of colleagues of mine yesterday, and they were sharing a goal for an upcoming launch that they have. And they were asking, you know, like, do you think this is realistic? And I said, here's the deal. You create your result. So if you open up your launch and it doesn't hit this number, does that mean like you didn't do it if you do all the steps? No, like hit the pavement, talk to people, get on the phone. If you hustle hard enough, you can hit that result if you want to. So for me, how I create contentment, number one, is with the acknowledgement and the real belief that, like, I create my results, you know? The other one is absolutely gratitude. 100%. My mom called me yesterday. I called her. She was driving back from visiting my grandmother, who's 98 years old, and they had been in traffic for like 4 hours, and they were still nowhere near home. And it was a beautiful day. And she said, oh my gosh, this drive, like, it took us an hour and a half to go one exit up. And, you know, we've literally been in the car all afternoon. We're still a couple hours away. And she said, but we're together. And she was with her husband. We're talking. We're listening to music. I'm getting to talk to you. We're safe, you know. And she said, and we're going home to a lovely house. And we're debating whether we should cook dinner or pick something up. Like, I mean, perspective. Absolutely, positively, you learn to be content with what you have. I think a lot of it comes from the peace and power and knowing I can change it. I can make more money. I can make more friends. I can lose weight. And there's also a lot that's good. And one of the things that's good is that we have the power to create massive change in our lives. One of the, did you listen to the coaching audio, Sarah, about the 5-year look back?
Yes, I did.
So every day my clients get a short audio coaching message, like just something to kind of like center their mind, get them focused, re-engage with the process every single day, right? And they're usually like 1 to 3 minutes long-ish. And one of them the other day was about a 5-year look back. And I was reflecting on like where I was 5 years ago and everything that's changed. Or like my life doesn't even resemble what it was 5 years ago. And I think that's part of contentment too. Like, I'm blessed. And even when a lot is wrong, there's even more that is right if you choose to look for it.
And you're in control of that.
Right. Which is super empowering. Mm-hmm. You don't like it? Change it. Stop whining and do something. Like, I get it. Don't. That's not even me being condescending. I whined and complained and did nothing for most of my life. I was that girl who was miserable and overweight and unhappy. And we all come out of that in our own time. But as you come out of that, you just feel more in control of everything in your life, of your relationships, of your health, of your finances, of your time. And we're all in an evolution in terms of our embracing of that. So perspective, gratitude, moments of joy. And I can't wait to hear Sarah's. Sorry she's not sharing it with you.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. It's giveaway time. I'm very excited about that.
I know. I love this.
So we this week, because we like raved about it at the top of the show, we are giving away a box. I think it's 30 count box of these energy sticks that we're super, super obsessed with. Why are we not sharing the name of it here? Let me just be really honest about that. Because I don't want anybody to all of a sudden think it's the magic bullet. You know, because it's not, right? There is no such thing as the magic bullet. And I don't want anybody to ever think that here on the show, we're trying to say like, oh, if you want more energy, just drink this, because that's not true. Energy comes first from making sure you're well rested. Energy comes from eating really, really well. And those are the big rocks. If you're not doing that, this isn't going to do a dang thing for you. Like, you can't eat like crap and not sleep and think that, oh, well, if I just mix this with my water, I'm good, you know? So that's why we're not like, hey, go to blah, 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 and buy blah, 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 you know? And sponsors are a little bit different because A, we're not sponsoring a supplement, and B, because you guys know that the show is sponsored to help keep it going. So anyway, today's giveaway, 30 count box of these energy sticks that we are really, really, really loving. In fact, after we record the next episode, I'm totally going to go grab
one. I have one in my bag right there.
Yeah. Is at Tia Plays. That is her name in iTunes / Apple Podcast. At T-I-A Plays. Email Sarah at primalpotential.com, S-A-R-A-H, at primalpotential.com to claim your prize. You got 30 days to claim your prize. Her review on iTunes, it was called, Where's the 10-star option?
Oh, I love that. Sweet. Yeah.
She said, Elizabeth Benton has worked her way into my inner circle of friends and doesn't even know it. I feel like she is a future me talking to the now me. She puts things in perspective and no two episodes are ever the same. So at Tia Plays, you are going to get something that Sarah and I both really, really, really love. So just email sarah@primalpotential.com. The rest of you guys can make yourselves eligible to win by leaving a review of the podcast in iTunes/Apple Podcasts or leaving a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon or tagging me on either Facebook or Instagram with an episode that you love or something that you've learned from the show. And do not forget those free coaching videos and learning more about the 12 weeks to transformation, because we do only launch a few times a year and registration opens up next week. So make sure you're on the wait list. You can get there by going to primalpotential.com/transform. Are you doing anything fun this weekend? I love asking you that.
I know. Let's see. Nothing super fun planned. I think I'll be checking some things off my list, which will be nice.
Yeah.
And maybe enjoying the weather. And, oh, celebrating Father's Day with my dad.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we're going to go to a local car show.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Like old cars, new cars?
Both.
Lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. It is fun. Okay. What about you?
Nothing.
No.
No.
But last nothing weekend, to you probably means like a ton of yard work.
100%. Yeah. It means working every day and doing things that need to be done around here. We have apples on the apple trees.
Love
so
it.
I need to figure out like how to treat them. If we have any orchard experts out there, something that is a non-toxic way to make sure my apples don't get worms. We've got broccoli coming up in the garden, which makes me so exciting. And we want to put a fence around the garden beds for the chickens so that they can roam a little bit more.
How is your 30-foot asparagus?
Dude, honestly, 12 feet is the world record, and we are over 8 feet now.
That is crazy. I still haven't seen that one. I'm going
to
have to go
peek. Yeah, it's on the other side of the orchard. It's ridiculous. But you know what? We have so many bunnies around here. And they're eating the asparagus. Mm. So they can't get to the super, super tall ones, but all the little nubby ones that are growing will come out in the morning and the tops are chewed off.
Chowing down.
Yeah, for sure. But because of we raised the beds, they can't get to my broccoli and my jalapenos and my cauliflower and all that.
Awesome. I'm excited for all that. And You said you had peaches?
Yeah, we have peach trees down by the road, which we didn't know.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. We will see you guys next week. Make sure you head to primalpotential.com/transform. And we love getting your questions. So you can submit them by going to primalpotential.com/inbox or by joining our free Primal Potential Facebook group. And I'll put that link in the show notes as well. Make it a great day. Chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.